So just for context here, when you mentioned there's one FDA official who overruled career scientists recommending the review go forward, how often does something like that happen?
It rarely happens. And more importantly, when it does happen, the data are presented as to why. There was no data presented other than to say that they had not tested the vaccine against the best vaccine out there, which is one that's only licensed for those 65 years of age and older. They actually did test up against the vaccine that the vast majority of Americans in this country receive every year. So that's just an artificial reason for not going forward with this vaccine. And I think the only thing it speaks to is the ideology issue. We're now running the science component of public health on ideology, not on facts.
And so this concern that they raised, you touched on briefly there, the FDA said that it rejected the application because it considered the trials too risky for older Americans. You're saying those risks are not real or significant?
Well, first of all, what could have happened is if, in fact, they didn't have the data for the over 65, they could surely license it for those under 65, because that's the standard vaccine that we are getting in this country. And so from that standpoint, that didn't make any sense. They also did do testing to look at how well their vaccine worked in terms of providing an immune response and found that it was superior to the high-dose vaccine. So there just really was no basis for this. There was no prior warning that they were going to apply this new standard that they did to this vaccine. And this is what's sending chills up and down the spines of all of us in public health. We don't know how we're going to get new vaccines in the future when they're so arbitrarily decided upon by the agency.